Back now with Day to Day, the Securities and Exchange Commission is meeting to discuss executive pay packages and how much companies have to reveal about them. If the SEC votes to change the rules, this could be the biggest reform of executive compensation disclosure in more than a decade. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland is here. Tess, a lot of corporate scandal over the last few years. Maybe that's what's behind this.
Absolutely, Alex. Several of the scandals involved CEOs and other executives who were getting huge severance packages, basically after being forced to resign because of this or that investigation into the company's accounting. You'd hear about board members who weren't aware of the details of these packages, even though they approved them. And in general, there's been a lot of criticism about executive pay, even aside from the scandals. In 2004, the average CEO's overall compensation was 32 times that of the average worker. And the biggest chunk of that package came from bonuses and other remuneration, not from salary. So the question now is how far the SEC will ultimately go to force companies to disclose exactly what these executives are getting.
And what is the biggest change that they're talking about now?
Well, the biggest one would likely be requiring companies to divulge a total compensation figure for each of their major executives. So as an investor, you'd know exactly how much the CEO is getting in salary, bonuses, stock options, retirement pay, and all kinds of other perks like the use of the company jet or paying for an apartment or even bodyguards. You'd also know what the executive would get if he or she were fired, what the severance package would be. Right now, a lot of that information is very hard to glean from corporate documents. And boards would also have to disclose how they came up with those compensation packages in the first place.
So what's the reaction from the companies?
Well, somewhat muted until they see the details here. Not much outright opposition, but we spoke with executive pay consultant Dan Reiterband, and he mentioned that there might be some unintended consequences with all that pay information suddenly being available for everybody to see.
The more accurately the compensation is disclosed, the more obviously investors will have to use into consideration in terms of making their buy-sell decisions. But it also means that those who are looking to benchmark compensation and either increase it or match to the current marketplace have more information to do the same.
So executives in one place learn what their peers are getting elsewhere and demand the same from the board. By the way, there's a comment period after today's meeting, so the rules won't be in force until sometime probably next year. And today on Marketplace, as we continue our live broadcasts from China, we're looking at the class of wealthy entrepreneurs thriving in the country's new economy.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.